This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to ENN on this Friday evening, where I would personally like to start off, if I can, by saying good evening to Michael.
When you got a hard ball, aim it at my head.
And I'd also like to say good evening to Don.
Buck up, camper.
Now, was that throw like a John or Jim Harbaugh at you, or hard ball?
Hard ball.
Let me hear it again.
When you got a hard ball, aim it at my head.
Sure. I don't know. Neither of today's drops are making the tourney, let's be honest. Get the NIT music ready.
Yeah, Thursday, by the way. Week from Thursday.
Week from yesterday, you mean?
Yeah, that's another correct way of saying it.
It's another way of setting,
no,
saying
a week
it
from Thursday would mean that next Thursday would be a week from next Thursday.
No. Your way yesterday was correct. You were correct. Don was wrong.
I think people still knew what I was talking about.
Well, I just wanted to reiterate.
Thank you, sir.
Wait, Don, you said it's a week from Thursday?
Yes.
Well, that would be incorrect. A week from Thursday would be it starts in 2 weeks.
But it does.
No, it starts this coming
Thursday. This coming Thursday.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
No, it does.
All right, Don, I got to ask you one thing. All right. Well,
Andrew, it starts in 4 days or whatever?
Yeah. That's when the NCAA tournament begins.
Think about it, Don. All the conference tournaments are right now. Selection show is Sunday. Tournament's next Thursday.
Right. Well, there you go. Well, thank you for correcting me, because I want people to be on this.
Somebody on Twitter says to me, Islanders are the best team in New York. Crickets. And I said, they're not better than the Nets. Do you think I'm wrong?
No, the Nets are better.
Well, I think Christian goes hard disagree, Mike. Sandy goes pretty sure the Islanders are better.
Well, wait a minute. I right now say I think the Islanders have an excellent chance to win the Cup. But you have the defending Stanley Cup champion Tampa Bay Lightning right there. And we all believe that the Nets right now are better than any other team in the NHL. Are the Islanders better definitely than the Lightning? I don't know. They've won 7 in a row. The Islanders are very good. Why can't you just be happy with the Islanders being very good?
Because it's important to argue with people.
But you can believe that, but to think that it's a no-brainer. And go to the Game Misconduct podcast. I talk a lot about the Islanders.
And Sandy, you know what goes, I don't best talk about team in the Game Misconduct division podcast?
What's the Nets. So go to town. They're right there for you, where you purchase or where you get for free your podcast.
Sorry, Peter.
Let's move on, shall we?
I didn't even get a hello.
Yeah, we did.
You did so, Don.
I don't remember.
Let's try another one. I'd like to say good evening to Michael.
When you got a hard ball, aim it at my head.
And good evening to Don.
Buck up, camper.
I was hoping for two new ones. But you know what? We're going to move past this
today.
No,
I'm glad he did that because I really didn't remember.
You didn't even remember that it happened. It's all very troubling. There's a lot of emotion today. There's a lot happening in the world.
Love it.
And we mentioned the fact that the tournament is starting, not just Drop Madness, but also March Madness. Some college basketball news out today. Michigan State University's men's basketball team will soon be known as the MSU Spartans, presented by Rocket Mortgage. This is not an SNL skit. This is real life. A new 5-year sponsorship deal with the Detroit-based mortgage lender was unveiled yesterday. The financial terms were not disclosed, but needless to say, I'd imagine they spent a pretty penny. Certainly, I would hope so.
But where
Michigan State has to pay for all of those lawsuits.
That's a very good point, Michael. The partnership will also mean branding placement for Rocket Mortgage on TV, radio, and in the university's athletic facilities for the men's and women's basketball teams, as well as football and hockey teams. It's our hope, said the Rockets CEO, that our presence in MSU athletics will make students and athletes more aware of the opportunities for them right here in Detroit with Rocket Mortgage and the many other growing companies in the city.
You know, when they were trying to rebuild downtown Detroit, and they've done a very good job. Don's been there. It's unbelievable. They gave like a whole city block to Rocket Mortgage. They gave it to them. Just bring your company here.
Good idea.
And that kind of revitalized the downtown area.
I don't know where the Yankees stay,
But I can't tell you that.
Well, then I guess I can't tell you where the Rangers stay.
Probably
the hotel that they stay at, right? You make a right, Shangri-La. It was the Ford Theater, all the ballparks all in that same area. Beautiful. Make a left, not so much.
8 Mile.
Are you just calling out the area?
No, no, 8 Mile's rough. They're, I mean,
is that literally where it is?
It's Well, 8 Mile runs right into downtown Detroit.
Got it.
Right. But if you go along 8 Mile, be careful.
Cobo Hall is kind of like that line to me.
Have you both seen 8 Mile in its entirety?
No.
I love it, yes.
What? Wow, my head is about to explode.
I think it's a,
that was answered completely backwards. I thought Michael would say no.
When that came out, that's all Michael talked about.
I love
he loved that movie.
And I really believe that when after that movie, I thought Marshall Mathers was going to become a movie star. I thought he was great.
Well, he's been turning down scripts ever since.
Has he really?
Oh, yeah. He never even looks at them, supposedly. They just stack up on his desk.
Well, here's the problem.
He just doesn't have an interest.
But he did the right thing. Because the reason why he was so good in that movie, from what I understand.
He played himself.
But Don, it's crazy. Of all the movies you've rewatched a million times, that is such a regular free TV movie. It's on all the time.
I love it. It's a life changer. It's right up there with Click.
Against it. It hasn't caught on. But I'm
Andrew, do you also find the answer to this shocking?
I'm not shocked that Don has not seen it.
Why not? Don't you think it's right up his alley for a regular, like, cruising around on a Saturday and it's on TV?
No, to be honest, not really.
So you expect, you may have already known this, you thought Michael would jump out and say that he loves the hip-hop battle-inspired movie, and Don would go, nope, never seen it. I can't believe that.
I feel like Don's movie viewing beyond the year 1989 is somewhat limited, so I'm not stunned that it would be him that hasn't seen it.
Well, wait a minute. Didn't I just have a conversation with you that 2 days out of five, I got sucked into an hour of Argo? Wanted to go to bed. Wanted to go to sleep. Falling asleep on the couch. Oh, there's 45 minutes left in Argo? I'm up.
But you're arguing against yourself, though. That's why you should have seen this movie.
But he's saying that anything like after 89, no, I'm on a lot of movies.
Well, Michael, you're correct. 8 Mile's a tremendous, tremendous film. Also in college basketball news, the Virginia men's basketball team out of the ACC tournament following a positive COVID-19 test within the program. Now, one bit of news that we haven't really mentioned so far today, but caught my interest, is the fact that Cam Newton is going back to the Patriots on a one-year deal. Sources have told ESPN the contract is worth up to $13.6 million, a source told Adam Schefter, about $6 million of the deal tied to incentives. Let's hear from first our very own Keyshawn on KJZ saying that the Patriots clearly love some Cam Newton.
Everybody from a public perspective was saying Cam Newton was toast. He was done and he wasn't going to be the guy and this, thing, and that. But yet and still, they didn't go and pursue Matthew Stafford the way that most people did because they felt comfortable enough with Cam Newton. Hmm. Now they're going to get another quarterback. That other quarterback is going to push Cam Newton. Or that other quarterback is going to learn under Cam Newton. But they had enough belief in him to give him $14 million, not $1 million, like they did the first time around because they didn't have the money.
But one thing, though, if you really look at the contract, it's 3.5 guaranteed. The rest is all incentive. So if they decide to cut bait, no harm, no foul. So I think they're still in the market for a quarterback. But Keyshawn's saying that nobody out there is going to be better than Cam. I thought Cam had a terrible year last year.
Me too. Greeny said he's not a believer in Cam.
I perceive the Patriots and Bill Belichick, with all their salary cap space and a higher draft pick than they're accustomed to having at 15 and everything else, I perceive this as a year that they want to go for it. I don't think they think Buffalo is unbeatable. I don't think they're afraid of Miami. And the Jets are at the beginning of a rebuilding process. I think the Patriots have every intention of winning that division and making a run. And do you think they can do that with Cam Newton? I don't.
So let's think about this for a second, shall we? This year, Cam threw for 2,600 yards, 8 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, completion rate of 65.8. But maybe most importantly, when you think about Cam and the role that he's supposed to be playing in New England, this was not a talented team, guys, and they did go 7-8. So to Greeny's point...
7-9.
I'm sorry, 7-9. He was 7-8 as a starter.
Right.
So to Greeny's point, if he was capable this year with almost no weapons of getting them to 7-8, is it reasonable that Belichick thinks he's the best option we have to get us from 7 wins to 10?
I think Belichick thinks that he's the best option at that price.
Yeah.
Who else is left? Where are they going?
Well, I guess they're waiting to see if the 49ers get DeSean Jackson or DeSean Watson, and then they'll trade Garoppolo back to the Patriots. I think then you'll have some kind of battle, and Garoppolo will win. But
yeah, but
that's a strange marriage. I never thought that Belichick and Newton would get along, but they do. They love each other.
Yeah, that's the thing is that when you really heard what Bill said about him, he's a big fan of Cam, so he believes in Cam. And plus, here's the difference between Cam and all their other options. It doesn't cost them any assets. You got to trade for Garoppolo. You would have to trade for Wentz, right? You'd have to trade up to draft a quarterback. So maybe he just looks at it and says, for this year, I don't have to take anything off my roster. I don't have to give up any draft picks. You know, we have the space on the cap. We'll give him the $14 million, and we believe another year under his belt. Because let's face it, Cam cost him a couple of games. What was that fumble against Buffalo? They were on their way to tie in the game. But if he believes in him, he didn't have to give up anything except the money. No draft picks, no players. Maybe that's what he's thinking.
By the way, Don, Joe Silver says hello.
Okay, do I know who that is?
No, a guy on Twitter said, I'll give you $2 to tell Don I said hi.
So you going to ask him to Venmo you?
Yeah, I mean, this is like my own little personal cameo.
Yeah, well, that's a beautiful.
But you won't go on Cameo, but you'll do that.
$2 for a shout-out.
Disrupt DNN, which is one of our highest properties.
No respect for it whatsoever. Now, let's keep
but
it
as
in
you would say, this is ENN.
That's a great point. I don't know if giving shout-outs to people who paid $2 is ENN, but Tom Brady, by the way, has decided to sign an extension with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They announced Friday. The Bucs did not reveal the details, but Schefter is saying it's a 4-year extension that voids to a 1-year extension. So you can count on Brady through 2022. Mm. The move will save the Bucs $19 million against the salary cap this year. I got to tell you, I saw a meme the other day that I did think was sort of interesting. I forget exactly the wording of it, but essentially it was like every quarterback in the league and, saying, I need to be the highest paid player in my position. Super Bowls, 0. Tom Brady, give me whatever it takes to let us be good. And you see the results.
It's so funny, isn't it?
It is somewhat true. Like, everyone is fighting to get that biggest contract, and that's great. But how many of Brady's Super Bowls are directly impacted by his willingness to make less money on the field and get players?
But, I mean, can I throw in one caveat?
Please.
All of these other quarterbacks that want to get the most money they could get, they're not married to a woman who clears $80 million a year. So he's not like, facing a life of food stamps. He's very smart.
But neither are they, even if they're not married to Giselle.
But Giselle's making $80 million a year. Their wife is not.
But do you think that's the reason?
Yeah, I think it helps. It helps.
I don't think it's the reason, because you're right. You're talking about filthy rich either way. But part of Tom Brady's charm, let's face it, Tom Brady's an excellent quarterback. He threw 40 touchdown passes at the age of like 100. But from a statistical standpoint, there are better quarterbacks than Tom Brady. He's considered the GOAT because of the rings. And he's been able to get some of those rings because of the flexibility with the salary. It's a great move.
I agree. He should be applauded for it. But the sting gets taken out of it when your wife is making 4 times what you make. It's a big deal that he does it. I get it. It kept the Patriots great. And we see what happens when a quarterback finally gets paid. The rest of the team can't be as good, as I was telling Russell Wilson just the other day.
Russell Wilson, Joe Flacco, the list goes on and on. That's why you want to win before you have to pay him, because once you pay him, it's almost like that's their gold watch, and now you're going to have to rebuild.
And I'll tell you what, if you can win multiple Super Bowls, guess what? There's more money for you than just what you're getting on the field. He's getting that money back.
Right. Said Eli Manning.
Said Eli Manning, who like just has who you would not think jumps off the paper as a charismatic endorser, but those Super Bowls sort of make him easy to hear from.
Peter, Mike in Motown says you need to shave your arms. That just made me $5.
You know what? I wouldn't be surprised if you would have just done that for free.
No, Michael doesn't often talk. I got to tell you, the obsession around my arms. I don't often say this, but it's
you're a furry little beast. I mean, let's be honest.
It's a Friday, and I'm going to say what Michael would want me to say. How's it working out for me?
I was just going to say that. It's so true.
You want to run down resumes? How's it working out for me? I'm doing okay. I'm going to be just fine. In spite of dudes on Twitter who would rather my arms be less hairy, it just feels like it hasn't been an issue for me. So, like, if I were to do it, I'd be doing it for you? For
but
you,
it
the
is
guy on Twitter who can't stop staring at my hairy arms, I'd have to go in the bathroom, I'd have to put the guard on my trimmer and go, let me bring it all down. I hope Joe Schmo on Twitter feels better about my hairy arms. How's it working out for me? 24/7 champion, baby.
Well.
Do your arms bother you that they're that furry?
I never... This is the truth, because like Don, you inject me with the truth serum every day at 3 o'clock. That's what I do. I never thought about my arm hair until this fakakta simulcast.
I thought you just talked yourself off the show. Me too. Didn't you, Don?
Me too.
What, you thought what?
I thought you almost talked yourself off. I didn't know where that was going.
Oh, this fakakta? Yeah, no, I got it.
But, what a great job.
But until this show and this simulcast, I never thought about my arm hair. No woman ever mentioned it, and not in a negative way, certainly. Nothing. And for some reason, men just watch this show and just go, look at that arm hair. Look at it. They can't stop staring at it. Don't look at my arm hair. Look at this beautiful Vlad Guerrero refractor rookie. Look at that, baby. Look at it. It glows for you. And all you see here... they're just looking at the arm hair next to the Vlad Guerrero. They're not even paying attention.
We just want viewers and listeners, for whatever reason. If there are people that tune in to see your arm hair,
hey,
that's
listen,
fine.
If you're a furry or whatever, I'm not mad at you. Knock yourself out, pal. I don't care. Have at it. You can download pictures of me, print them up. Makes no difference to me.
The Yankees once stayed in a hotel in Pittsburgh, and there was a furry convention. Oh, it was unbelievable.
Really?
People dressed up as rabbits, and it was unbelievable.
I didn't know that was a thing until Entourage.
Oh, my. Don, it was unsettling.
By the way, speaking of Furby or furry, I got to tell you, I know it was so cheap, but for some reason during Coming to America 2, I laughed hard at when he said, they have the McFlurry, we have the McFlurby. I thought that was very funny.
You know what now, also you're talking about, ENN, that was very subtle, but very. I laughed out loud when they went to ZNN and it was James Earl Jones doing the voiceover.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Now, I do have 2 points to make about Coming to America.
Yes.
2 things left out. Where's his sister? Not even addressed. Remember her sister?
Yes.
And where is the Soul Glow guy?
Oh,
they have to be addressed.
Was it Eric LaSalle?
Yeah.
I'm...
Eric
LaSalle
should have been
would
there.
Be tied into this movie.
Yeah, how would they
have
get,
to bring him in?
How the only way that they could have brought him in was at the barber shop or something,
yeah,
or when they go to the wedding back in Queens.
And another one, laugh out loud funny, the Duke and Duke reference, Trading yep. Places reference.
Don, did you see they're doing a McDowell's pop-up in Jersey?
Really?
They are. I'm a little disappointed it's not Queens.
It should be Queens.
I know, but they are doing one in Jersey. That does exist. That's
are you going to go get a McFlurby?
I would love a delightful McFlurby, if I'm being honest with you. Mark Ingram agrees to a 1-year contract with the Texans. He was in Baltimore for the last two. I can't believe Ingram's already he won the Heisman Trophy in 2009, guys. He's already 31 years old. But he did not do much last year. He'll give it a shot down in Houston. Guess what? Happy story here, guys. Caris LeVert is making his long-awaited debut for the Indiana Pacers on
Great
Saturday.
Great story.
according to Woj. He underwent surgery to remove a small cancerous mass on his left kidney back in late January. Remember, the issue was only discovered during a physical exam because of that trade between Brooklyn and the Pacers. That's, of course, what ended up landing James Harden in Brooklyn. So congratulations to Caris LeVert and the Pacers. The Pacers have been struggling since they got rid of Oladipo because, of course, they got LeVert and haven't gotten to have him yet. The Kansas City Chiefs are expected to restructure Patrick Mahomes' contract.
Ah.
Oh, and Dave Gettleman is aghast. Aghast.
They're going to convert his $21.7 million roster bonus into a signing bonus in the coming days, which would save them $17 million against the cap.
So it can be done.
Apparently,
and shall be done.
Yeah, there's actually a way. Did you know? Can you believe it? How about this? John Kitna was on Ryan Russillo's podcast. Talk about all-time guests that you would say, I'll pass on this until you hear the stories. I don't even know how Ryan comes with the idea of getting Kitna, but he did. And Kitna talked about his days in Cincinnati. He made 46 starts for the Bengals between 2001 and 2005. By the way, I never would have guessed that he'd had that many starts in Cincinnati. And shared a crazy story. He said, there was a time that I played a game with a guy that was drunk in the huddle. The player allegedly showed up less than an hour before the game, well after guys are supposed to show up, and still ended up starting. Kitna didn't reveal who it was, but did mention that he had quite the game while intoxicated and indicated it was likely a receiver. Can we do the math on this, guys?
I got to tell you one thing. When you say that somebody played drunk, and then you don't say who it is, then you're implicating everybody that was in that huddle. It's almost like what Harry and Meghan did. Somebody said
right.
about the
someone's racist
the
too.
Well, then unless you say it, then everybody in that family is up for being that person. It's terrible. Either say the name or don't bring it up.
Hold on, but can I just throw something out here real quick? You're right, Michael. First of all, you're right. He said that the guy almost went for 200 yards between 2001 and 2005. How many Bengals besides Ocho Cinco were going for 200 yards?
Well, you're gonna that's your homework for this weekend. Look it up.
Let's do it. And by the way, I've got this from multiple people on Twitter, so I don't know if it's true, but I'll go with it. That Eric LaSalle was offered a part in the movie. They were going to, this is according to Bruno, they wanted to do a bit where he was bald for Soul Grow, but he passed.
Well, he's too big a star, or was.
You don't have to do that. You don't have to come after him in that way.
Well, I mean, that's probably why he turned it down. I mean, have you ever seen...
Oh, because he's actually too big a star, legit.
He doesn't
want to come do that role.
Well, Wesley Snipes a pretty big star. I mean, he hasn't done a lot recently.
But it wasn't a one-hit joke like Eric LaSalle would be. I mean, Wesley Snipes owes a lot of taxes, too, so he probably needed the job.
Does he still owe money?
I mean, also, the woman that Eddie Murphy ended up marrying, have you seen her in anything since coming to America?
No. Not that I know of.
Well, there you go.
In 2002...
Well, he's on Chicago PD and was on ER, too.
Yeah, no, he had a lot. But to Don's point, Wesley Snipes is still technically more successful than Eric LaSalle, from a fame standpoint at least. But you're right, that consistency, Eric LaSalle's probably got plenty of money. I would just think it would be fun. Everyone and their mother's in it, but who knows. What do we know? Chad Johnson, Peter Warwick, tight end Matt Schobel, Corey Dillon was the halfback, Lorenzo Neal was the fullback. I don't want to implicate anyone.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Can I give you a score very quickly?
Please.
I own a 43 Niagara 25 of the half. That's the semifinals in the MAC. The winner is going to face Fairfield St. Peter's to go to the NCAA tournament. And I got to tell you, Rick Pitino's a magician. That team, what, played 8 games this year, had two long pauses?
I mean, come on.
I begged the people at Fordham, begged them, hire this guy. No, no, no. You know, he's got stuff in his past. Hire Rick Pitino. Nobody listened to me. That AD is now gone. But I begged them. Do it. Do it.
Michael, it's clearly evident that Fordham doesn't really prioritize basketball.
But they put their toe in. I'm just telling, go do cannonball.
Well, but you're asking them to do something that they obviously don't have a priority to do.
Well, then stop the program. Then go down to the Patriot League again. Rick Pitino would have gotten you into the NCAA tournament while he was there.
That's the point. Go play in the Patriot League like you did, you know, 15 years ago, and then no harm, no foul. You play your basketball, kids get a chance to play, and that's it. But if you want to play where you're going to have a chance to go to the tournament, then you know what? Let's do it. But I'm with you. But clearly, in all the years we've been working together, you've had this complaint, Michael. 20 years we've been almost working together. Same complaint. So what am I left to think?
But
they don't prioritize it.
Okay. So they paid Bob Hill, the former Knick coach, all this money. They're still paying him off. So they try to go big, and they go with the wrong guy. Rick Pitino is one of the great basketball minds of all time. But when I brought up his name, it was as if I brought up the Antichrist. I said, are you kidding me? And then they hired somebody who ended up doing not – well, let's not get into it.
Okay.
He's gone too.
I got to read something real quick before we wrap up BNN, okay? Did you guys see the video moving around Twitter earlier of the announcer – for the high school basketball game in Oklahoma, who, when they went to the national anthem, thought their mic was off and said the N-word?
Oh, my God.
But you see what he blamed it on?
Hold on. Don, just wait. They go to the national anthem. The guy thinks the mic is off. Some of the players on one of the teams kneel. About the kneeling players, he said, bleeping N-words. That's what he said on a live mic, okay?
Oh, my God.
Here we go. Press release. I, Matt Rowan, most regrettably made some statements that cannot be taken back. During the Norman High School girls basketball game against Midwest City, I made inappropriate and racist comments believing that the microphone was off. However, let me state immediately that is no excuse. Such comments have never been uttered. I am a family man. I am married, have 2 children, and at one time was a youth pastor. I continue to be a member of a Baptist church. I have not only embarrassed and disappointed myself, I have embarrassed and disappointed my family and friends. Here's the good part, Don. I will state that I suffer type 1 diabetes, and during the game, my sugar was spiking. While not excusing my remarks, it is not unusual when my sugar spikes that I become disoriented and often say things that are not appropriate as well as hurtful. I do not believe that I would have made such horrible statements absent my sugar spiking. As Ebro texted me and said, a.k.a. the I needed a Snickers apology.
Oh, my God.
Are you kidding me? Blood sugar took you to the N-word with a hard R because black people were kneeling for the national anthem. And he said my blood sugar was bad. It's not funny. It's awful. But it is such an outrage. You can't do anything. It's just insane.
No, it's almost as bad as Myers-Leonard.
He didn't know the
his
word,
excuse.
Michael.
Right, he didn't know the word.
But he lost me at hello, basically. All right? But he's saying it about the kneeling.
Exactly.
So it just happened to come out at that particular moment? I mean, he's saying, because that's something that he believes, that's in his soul, it's in his heart.
Right.
Wasn't like he just, like, his blood sugar was low, if that's even a thing. Like, I know your blood sugar could be low. I don't know if all of a sudden you just start throwing things out that aren't things you normally say. But it wasn't like it was a series of just profanities that came spit out because his blood sugar was low. It was very specific to that moment.
I know. It's – all right, let me –
You know what? How old is the kid?
High school kids.
Yeah, I mean, so I don't know what you do. You can't lose your job or whatever.
The commentator's not a high
school. Kick him out of school or whatever
it is. Don. The commentator was a grown man. He said, I'm married with children.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
No, Don. It was a grown man talking about high school children.
It's one of those things where You don't even issue a release. Just
yeah,
go
you
away.
Don't. You I mean, just walk away. Speaking of going away, sadly, guys, Atlanta Braves outfielder Nick Markakis is retiring after a 15-year career.
Were you a little surprised by the amount of hits, Michael? I mean, almost had 2,400 hits.
He's a real good player.
I was sort of surprised, you know, and maybe it was because he was stuck in Baltimore for so long, but yeah, 2,400 hits. He had a really nice career.
He's going to be Mr. Mom. He has a 7, 10, and 12-year-old.
And, guys, on this day, back in 2009.
Flynn, it's an errant pass. Diebendorf at the buzzer. Oh! Good! They will check it, but if it stands, it's another Syracuse buzzer beater to beat Connecticut.
They're going to wave it off. They did.
And the right call.
In the corner, Adrian, no! Overtime number 6. Robbins looks fresh as a daisy. First lead of any overtime for Syracuse.
Jim Boeheim's not very emotional, guys, we know, but I think you could see on the expression in his face that there are a lot of emotions in that 64-year-old Hall of Famer's body right now.
Wow. 6 overtimes it took for Syracuse to win their Big East tournament game against UConn. 6 overtimes.
Ago.
Yeah, 12 years ago. That'll do it for ENN on this Friday evening. I told you it was a big one.
A couple of things you left out. You don't even mention Maryland losing.
Why?
You should. I mean, you say when they win, and no J-Rod breakup.
I consider A-Rod to be a friend of the show.
He is.
I consider J-Lo to be a personal friend.
Oh,
and covering it just didn't feel appropriate, Michael. It's not the kind of ship I steer.
That's fascinating. You know what? I feel as if my blood sugar is spiking, so let's take a break. I don't want to say anything to get me fired.
No.
Right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.